It was around midnight when Aaron Allaire, an 11-year employee of the Phoenix Emporium, a local bar and restaurant, heard the train derail.
It sounded like a car accident, except that it continued. The bangings continued and continued. When I looked out the window, I saw the trains laying on their side and looked down the street, and the train cars are in the middle of the street.
Two people are dead. Aaron tells me they were on the tracks tweeting pictures at the time of the derailment. Howard County Executive Ken Ullman.
There's 80 train cars making up this CSX train. 21 of them derailed and flipped over. Many of them flipped over off of the bridge onto the ground about 20 feet in the air onto the land adjacent. Some of that land is a county-owned parking lot with automobiles in it. You can also see up on the bridge, there are some of them are on the bridge, but tipped over.
As to why people would be on the train tracks, local resident Denise Hall tells me.
This is a party town. Young people come at the Phoenix. So I don't know why they were walking on the railroad tracks, but I think they do that often.
At this hour, officials are making sure there are not additional victims in any of the parked cars that were smashed by the derailment. Cleanup is expected to take hours. In downtown Ellicott City, John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.